The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
Not kidding, man. That Orny Adams says my thoughts for me.
Hilarious.
A lot. Yeah, he's awesome. Man. So you want to go see some really funny stuff, Orny Adams at the Improv this weekend. You will enjoy the hell out of that. I guarantee it. He's a riot. And it's nonstop. The neurosis starts and goes and everyone's. His philosophy in his old special about adding testosterone after when you're in your 40s, you go get testosterone. Every bad decision. It's just a great philosophy. Every bad decision I ever made was because of too much testosterone. I need less testosterone. It's been nothing but trouble for me. And it's a laugh, but I love comedians that do that, like the Patrice O'Neills, Orny Adams, those guys that are, it's philosophy with laughs. Brilliant. He's awesome. Orny's the best. Go see him at the Tempe Improv. Right now it's time for Brady to entertain us all. It's called The Entertainment Drill. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black Self-Defense Training, Brady. Going out there today. I don't know what they have in store for me, but it's going to be I guarantee you, engaging, fun. I left there on Monday.
You're going to defend yourself on the buddy bench.
The buddy bench. The guy said that. He said, we had a buddy bench. My kid had a buddy bench at his school. We had one, too. It used to be called where the losers ate lunch. It was the nerd table.
Yeah.
Now it's called the buddy bench. Well, don't get stuck on the buddy bench because you're going to be a target. Don't be one of those people that announces yourself as a target, and that's what they teach at Tactical Black Self-Defense Training. Yeah. Monday I left there so adrenalized. And I can't wait to see what they got going on right now. My arm's moving good. I'm getting a little bit better with what we can do with this shoulder replacement thing. And they have been an integral part of why I'm getting better. Doing all the physical therapy is a highly necessary thing. But also staying moving with smart people who know their business. You don't want to go to some moron's dojo in a garage and have him tell you that he can get your injury better and whatever else. Jay's super trained in that. He's got all the licenses for that kind of stuff as far as knowing your limitations and working around them. There are people in these tactical black classes, late 60s, 70s, that are doing the same thing I'm doing, mid 40s, and that other people are doing in their 20s. It truly is a crawl, walk, run, and there are things that you just can't predict. I couldn't move my arm for a month and a half due to this surgery, and I'm still walking around in society. So we did things. We just manufactured things. They're like, all right, what would you have to do if you only had one arm to fight with? What if you were holding a baby? What if you were doing something crazy? And we came up with great stuff. It's all in their system now. It's ever evolving. It's never ending, and it's always interesting. I love it, and it's ready to go right now for you. ReactDefense.com. They're in Chandler. They're in Glendale. I was going to say Gilbert. They're not in Gilbert. They're in Glendale, yeah. Chandler, and Phoenix. If you want to head on up there, the House of Brews in Phoenix is where I go. Or check out TacticalBlackVault.com. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
The famous Farrah Fawcett poster back in the day where she's in the bathing suit. With the
The big one that was on everybody's wall.
Yeah.
Started the whole poster craze.
A designer named Norma Kamali had a problem with it. She hated it.
Really?
She explains the story that Farrah was a frequent customer, but she says, when I saw the poster, I was horrified and thought, what? Why would you use that?
She didn't like
of
her
all
hair.
The suits. All the swimsuits. It's a one-piece suit.
Yeah, I don't like the bathing suit, yeah. But Farrah's face sells that one.
Farrah told her it was a casual photo shoot, and it just happened to have that one suit in her bag. She put it on, and they end up making a poster out of it. And despite the success of the poster, she still hates the suit. But she says that swimsuit had nothing to do with the success.
It's her face.
Of the
pace. Oh, yeah. It's her mouth, her face, and then a hint of boob. And by the way, back in the good old days when you could just have a hot actress sit there and go, you got a bathing suit? I want to take some photos. And she's like, yeah, that's cool, because she was less – they were all on coke or something anyway, having a time of their lives. It turns into a billion-dollar idea. All these uptight hot girls now. No, and that's not my Instagram. See what could happen if you just loosen up a little bit?
Now they're friends only.
friend with a camera and her hanging around. Put on a bathing suit. I want to take a couple shots.
You got it.
Millions later. Millions.
Oh, there's other shots.
Oh, there's from the actual photo shoot. Brett is uncovered.
All right.
He found the key. That one's not as good.
No.
But I kind of like it. And she's just pretty. She could have been in jeans and a t-shirt. She's going to win. And wasn't it better when it was just one picture of somebody rather than the 150,000 we have to see of every single good-looking person now?
Yeah.
Look at her.
Man.
It's hard. That's a mic drop. Boom.
Pretty good. I was always the bigger fan of Cheryl Ladd. If you're going to go down the road, I actually thought.
Good poster.
Cheryl Ladd was great, but.
Cheryl Teague?
The three hottest ones.
The Cheryl Teague poster was pretty solid, too.
Oh, yeah. She was good. That was a good one because she was being sexy. Yeah. That's why I think everybody liked the one with. Cheryl Ladd was just smoking hot. You ever want to watch something sexy? Watch Cheryl Ladd in the Battle of the Network Stars.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, a little side boob there.
There's a little boob right there. Thank you, Brett.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day with the Farrah Fawcett, I think the Cheryl Teague one gave her a run for the money. It was right around the same
Jacqueline
time.
Smith had the she was the hottest one of the Charlie's Angels, but she was the dark-haired one, so she didn't get all the attention.
Which one, Brady?
That one, yeah, was
this one?
Which one are you talking about?
Was the that pink. Was a big poster.
Yeah. Still never kind of topped the other thing.
Then she did the white bathing suit one where
her nipples were out.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. Farrah was the winner, though, as far as posters.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody ever topped it. Just her in front of some Mexican blanket, some dude with a camera. And when I say Mexican blanket, I don't mean. That's not racist. Is that racist?
Not from where I'm standing.
Blanket.
Oh, well, I'm not asking you.
Right. You're not the one I'm going after here.
Oh.
All right. Stop looking at girls in bikinis. And
what? It's part of the story.
That's true. It's part of
the
research.
Michael Douglas is 76 years old, and his daughter is 18. She just graduated. And he was telling us that he was at his graduation, at her graduation.
Right.
And people were coming up to him and said, congratulations on your granddaughter.
Oh.
And he's like, look.
That's my wife.
Know. I'm 76. I'm not angry at him. I mean.
Of course he's not angry. Yeah. Did you see who he had the 18-year-old with 18 years ago? He's not angry about anything.
She's 51. And
who, the Catherine Zeta? Catherine,
yeah.
Does she hold up?
She looks good. She had that little case of mental issues for a little bit and got a little strange. Little. It wasn't
is
little.
It,
you're
is
right.
Anything
you're
mental?
Right.
Little. Silly.
You want to call
just
that
a skosh.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you that. Jeremy's right. She had
just
some problems.
Just a pinch of crazy.
And she went a little bit physically off. But I mean, we can't expect her to be the entrapment girl forever.
Oh yeah, she's 50 for Christ's sake.
I know she's expired, like Jeremy said. I'm not going to look at that forever. She's at that age where they start adding your age when they tell you that you look nice. Oh, for 50, you look incredible.
Yeah. Once they always qualify.
That's how you know you're old. You look beautiful for your age. You're 50. She still looks pretty good.
She's holding it together.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Amy Schumer
was trending. Is that the 18-year-old?
Trending.
Yeah. Oh, is that the daughter?
Congratulations to you.
That's the daughter? Jesus.
Yes.
Carrie Zeta Douglas. Congratulations on graduating.
Wow. Okay, that's a solid shot. All right, turn off all the hot girls. Brady's trying to read. This is hard enough.
Yeah.
Poor Brady.
Amy Schumer was trending yesterday.
Good distraction.
Did you see this?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hey, there goes the bonus.
There's a truck stop in Tennessee. Posted a picture of a driver named Amelia who redeemed brand new Monster Energy points to get a Monster Energy mini fridge because she had all these loyalty points. I guess she looked just like Amy Schumer with a teardrop tattoo.
Right. Oof.
And that was from someone that she hit. She's a murderer, basically.
She'd killed him. And got the tattoo. She celebrated it.
And dedicate. No, it basically it's a dedication. It's
not really what the gang members
it's
were.
It's not after. A dedication, yes, technically.
It's sort of a celebration more than anything. So she had a vehicular manslaughter charge against her and decided to get that commemorated with a little ink.
The Amy Schumer picture.
No, thanks.
That's trending.
That's right. We'll go back to Farrah Fawcett.
I think you can picture her. You know.
If you say she looks like Amy Schumer, I'm going to take your word for it.
Or just get a stick of butter.
I'm just picturing you, Brady, with a teardrop.
Stick of butter with blonde hair.
You know what I think is not going to happen? When you show the picture, I'm not going to go, that doesn't look anything like Amy Schumer. That girl's beautiful. I have a feeling it's just going to be like, yep, you're right.
That Instagram or that Twitter about that truck stop is pretty funny because they're always posting stuff about the people getting their cool, like, Dale Earnhardt seat covers because they are turned into points.
Points.
Yeah.
There's a Keeping Up with the Kardashians season finale. It went last night. They're going to do a two-part reunion special.
To get them back together because we miss them so much?
I guess so.
Who's going to host it?
Next Thursday.
Who do you have
host the first one? And then the second part will air on Sunday.
OJ hosts it.
OJ?
Andy Cohen.
Oh, shoot. I thought friend of the family OJ. Hello, Twitter world. I'm here with the Kardashians. Never thought you'd see me again, but here I am talking to the ladies. Tell me about your fat asses. Tell me about all your fat asses. Who's got the best fat ass? Which one has the checkerboard? That's what I want.
Oh, you shouldn't have worn that blonde wig coming in here.
You shouldn't have done that, Chloe went blonde. That's a trigger for me.
That's his daughter. I mean, come on.
Oh, that's true.
He's not gonna
kill. You know what, Brett? You keep spreading those rumors, and I'm going to make sure that I don't have to pay any child support. I'll just, you know, funeral costs.
I guess Donny Osmond has a upcoming Las Vegas show, and he's written a 6-minute rap.
Oh boy!
It's called Six and Six because it's spanning the 6 decades that he's been an entertainer. Started back in Utah when he was 4 years old.
Is he going to cover Kid Rock? Call everybody in the audience the homo F word? That would be fun.
Happens in the 70s.
He's really nailing his audience by throwing a rap in there.
Yeah.
How is he
and
not?
And that most of his audience is dead.
Yeah. How is he not in Branson? How is he still playing Vegas?
The Russian guy won't let him come to Branson.
Rubes. That's how. Yeah, the dude that runs Branson. No Donny Osmond. Never again.
Allegiant Stadium sold out.
Yeah, I don't know, because he was in the Flamingo for so long with his sister, and they had...
Yeah, they had a long...
Oh, on the side of the building.
The whole building was the Osmonds, and I'm like...
It was such an old picture, too. Yeah. It had been there for like a decade.
But what about Osmonds says that's good Vegas fun?
That's Laughlin. That should be Laughlin.
Laughlin's more fun.
Reno.
Yeah. Maybe Reno. I say Indian Casino that I've never heard of in Pahrumpf. I think that may be where I'd go to see the Osmonds. Like, yeah, at least it's a name I recognize. But for the most part, not a Vegas thing. What do we have for a...
We're kind of loaded up. We got WWE SmackDown tickets. Ooh. Or let's see here. We got tickets to Jamie Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
Porta subs.
Winners pick them.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So if you win,
you get to pick. All you do is win the squares to close out the week. They're coming up in just moments. We need a girl. We need a boy. We got plenty of prizes. 585-9800. We'll play the Guadalupe squares next. That was your entertainment drill.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fees.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.